Great, so you can start anytime that you want.
I'm from Indonesia. I grew up in religious family. My father has an Islamic school in my village, and it's called madrasah. He provides a free education for children to learn the Quran and Islamic studies. Although my father is one of Muslim scholars in my village, he had never told me and forced me to wear hijab.
The Sisters of the Islamic Center of Bloomington invite you to explore hijab from a personal perspective. We want to share the importance of hijab, why we choose to wear it, and what it means to us, in the hopes that by listening to our stories, you will come to better understand who we are as Muslims, women, and humans. The Hijabi Diaries. Muslim women speaking for themselves.
The decision to wear hijab is from my own awareness after a long self-reflection. Actually, the awareness to wear hijab came to my mind since in high school, when I was about to college in 2002. With my own deliberation, I decided to wear hijab. I consider it an act of worship to Allah, regardless the debate among Muslim scholars whether hijab is an obligation in Islam or it is just an Arabic culture. After wearing hijab, I feel more peaceful, safe, modest, and closer to God. Hijab not only covers my hair and my body, but also protects my honor and my heart. In addition, it shows my identity as a Muslim woman. Then most of the times, people who recognize me as a Muslim woman greets me with Assalamu alaikum. I have some experiences in my workplace with regard to wearing hijab, where only few people know about Islam and hijab. Some of my friends ask me if it is hard to wear hijab during summer. To be honest, yes it is. However, my faith and my purpose to wear hijab is an act of worship to God, so hot and cold weather is not a problem anymore. Since I work in the preschool, I have a regular interaction with children and their parents. One day, a parent came to me with a big smile. She said that her son was wearing scarf at home, saying, "I'm pretending to be Melanie." In another day, another child came to me wearing scarf and said, "Look, look, I look like you." Then other children came to me, bring their scarves, and asked me to help them wearing hijab like mine. I was surprised and honestly amazed because they are so cute and pretty. These interactions mostly occur in my classroom. They come to me, touch my hijab, and try to see my hairs under the hijab. Then they ask, "Do you have hair? What color is your hair? Can I see your hair? Why do you wear it? Can you take it off?" These questions are very honest and interesting because they are coming from the children who probably do not know about Islam and hijab.
Just where you were before.
Yeah.
So you're closer to the mic so I can hear you.
Sure.
So if you could just tell me a little bit about yourself, that would be great. Like what you do, what you're about.
I'm a preschool teacher and I love children. I love to play. I love to talk to them. Mm-hmm. And I like to act like children too. And what I learned at school and what I experience at school, so sometimes I apply in my home because I have children, two children, like 5 years old and 7 years old. Okay. Oh,
wow. And when you go back to Indonesia, do you think you'll teach school like you do here?
Oh yeah, my dream is when I coming back to my country, I want to build my own school, a preschool especially. Like here, I would like to share my experiences and also my skill and knowledge that I got here, and I will share with them and help the kids in my village, especially who need more education. I want to build that school.
That's awesome. I hope you do.
Yeah, thank you.
That's great.
Yeah.
So what's it like, you lived here for 8 years, what's it like to come from a country where most people are Muslim to into a country where most people are not Muslim?
At first, it's like, it's not my home. Mm-hmm. I felt homesick, and it's like weird. Yeah. I didn't like at first. Mm-hmm. In my country, all people go out and talking, and we visit each other. Mm-hmm. We have gathering and hang out and everything. When I came here, it's like, oh, nobody here. I need to talk to somebody here. Nobody. Yeah. I can talk to it. So at first I didn't like it. But then my husband said, let's go to the mosque. Mm-hmm. And see how the people look like. I mean, the routine, the culture. Because my husband said this masjid come, the people who come to this masjid come from different culture, from different country. Mm-hmm. So let's take a visit and then talk to the people. And then I feel a little bit homey here because I have community, my community. Mm-hmm. Yes, feel better that way.
Mm-hmm. What do you think is the best thing about wearing a hijab? Like, what do you like most about it?
I don't have to take care of my hair. Like, you have to go to salon and you're doing your hair and mm-hmm. You just like to.
No one sees it.
But the mod, you feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. You feel like modest, and you feel mm-hmm. like, because I said in my statement that it is acts of worship to God. You feel peaceful in your heart when you wear hijab, and you feel like secure, safe here, like, yeah, happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I feel.
You said in your statement that it protects your honor and your heart.
Yes.
Is that what you mean by, like, you do just feel peaceful because yes. it's protective?
Yeah, when there is something in my heart said not appropriate, thinking about somebody else, like envy or thinking something bad to people, with my hijab, I feel ashamed. I mean, embraced to my hijab. I wear hijab. I protect my body, my hair. Why I don't protect my heart from this feeling or the thought? So I feel like, okay, astaghfirullahaladzim. And then I, like, that's how to cover what I'm saying about covering my heart.
The Hijabi Diaries podcast is produced by Anna Mighty and Aubrey Cedar. Special thanks to the Open Hearted Campaign and to the Islamic Center of Bloomington for their support. And to you for listening. The music you heard on this episode was written by Baraka Blue. You can hear more of his music at barakablue.com. For more on the Hijabi Diaries, please visit www.muslimsofbtown.wix.com/hijabidiaries. Thanks again for listening. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.